Thank you, Father Justin. My name is Lori Rodenkirk. My family and I have been members here since 2011, when my son started in fourth grade here. We switched Catholic schools because the school he was in was too small, and there were a few other issues we weren't happy with. Therefore, we started looking for a larger school. At first, we attended masses at the other Catholic churches in town, and then we came across a young priest who challenged us to live our lives more like Christ. We liked a challenge, and we liked the way he made us think during his homilies. We ended up following this priest and eventually figured out his mass schedule. We greatly enjoyed Father Nate's homilies. When we heard that Father Nate was going to become the new priest at St. Francis Cabrini Church, we started to learn more about the school. We discovered that they had two sections of each grade level. All of a sudden, we knew this school was for us. I am a public school art teacher, and I know the value of having a larger number of students per grade level. It allows for a better mix of personalities, and students can become separated when times become difficult. My son went to four-year-old kindergarten in a Catholic school because the public school I was working in did not offer 4K. When 4K was over, I asked my son if he wanted to go to school with Mom. I wanted to take him with me, but I warned him that they didn't pray in the morning or at snack, and they didn't talk about Jesus or read from the Bible. Now remember, he was 5 years old. He's 15 now. He looked up at me and he said, "Mama, I will never go to a school where they don't pray." And that was it. My son was on a path to learn more about Jesus and his ways. Cabrini School has been such a blessing to us. When Luke started at Cabrini, we knew he struggled with reading, but we just couldn't pinpoint the problem. Mrs. Galante scooped us up and figured out with a little helpful testing. She helped Luke so much, we had her support, and we knew how to help him succeed. This discovery made our lives so much easier. The school got us involved in so many ways, like snowboarding, basketball, robotics, and the school auction. I am now a school advisory committee member, and I just started on the marketing committee. I have also taught sixth grade Catholic formation classes, and am now involved in the high school discipleship program. I have gone to cafe classes to learn more about scripture. I was also involved in two Lenten discipleship small groups. I have met so many people and been involved in so many ways. The pilgrimage to Mother Cabrini's shrine in Chicago was one of the many highlights since we have become members. Cabrini is a vibrant, active, living church and has been a huge blessing to my small family. John, my husband, and I come from very small families, and John's parents and my parents live out of town. We don't get to see them very often. Cabrini has become our family. After attending the same Mass for so many years, a couple came up to us after Mass and introduced themselves. She was so sweet and said, "Welcome to the Cabrini family. We are family here." I was so happy to have the Cabrini family. I always wanted a large family, and God has answered my prayers in Cabrini. Thank you.